This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
In November, the general election will pose candidates to voters for U.S. Senate, both of Montana's two congressional districts, all state representatives and 25 state senators, as well as judges, county commissioners, public service commissioners, and others. For the past couple weeks, candidates have been filing their candidacies with Montana's Secretary of State and filing their opening campaign finance reports. Most candidates filed early in the three-week filing period until the filing deadline of 5 p.m. last Wednesday, when time was up. Candidates who failed to file with the Secretary of State's office in Montana then lost their chance to appear on the 2026 election ballot. Legislative filings piled up last week along with some intriguing and surprise developments in federal races. Republican U.S. Representative for Montana's Western Congressional District, Ryan Zinke, announced his retirement, which triggered a rush by Republicans to replace him. Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines, who had already filed for re-election, withdrew his candidate filing at the last minute last Wednesday, just as the filing deadline hit at 5 p.m. Daines' surprise announcement was made with nearly no time left for candidates to decide to run for the U.S. Senate seat. By waiting until the very last moment to withdraw, Daines essentially cleared the field for his chosen successor by denying others the chance to file to be on the ballot. Immediately after withdrawing his own candidacy, Daines endorsed a successor, Kurt Almy, the U.S. Attorney for Montana, who filed to run with 8 minutes left before the filing deadline. Senator Steve Daines' announcement, a surprise even to his Senate colleagues, upended the political landscape in Montana. There are a number of candidates who had filed to run against Daines, but none with a very high political profile. A newcomer in the race that announced before candidate filing opened is Seth Bodner, the president of the University of Montana in Missoula, who filed in the race as an independent. Mr. Bodner condemned the last-minute shuffle of Daines, calling it the disgusting arrogance of Washington politicians and their party bosses. Daines' decision came just days after Representative Ryan Zinke, one of Montana's two Republican House members, said he would retire at the end of his term and would not run for re-election. The abrupt announcement gave potential GOP successors just 48 hours to decide whether to run. More information was reported by CNN about Daines' late withdrawal. According to two sources familiar with the matter, Republican Senator Steve Daines made the last-minute decision to abruptly pull out of his Senate race in order to prevent Democrats from fielding a top recruit for the open Montana Senate seat. Daines was aware that if he withdrew too soon, then Democrats would have a chance at fielding one of several high-profile and popular Democrats, namely former Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester, who lost his re-election bid 2 years ago, or former Democratic Montana governors Brian Schweitzer or Steve Bullock. President Donald Trump was aware of the internal deliberations, CNN reported, as were Senate GOP leaders, and the president issued a Truth Social post praising Daines and endorsing Almy minutes after the filing deadline closed. Trump said on social media that Daines had decided to pass the torch to Almy. Democrats and Republicans sharply criticized Daines and the GOP for engineering a move to anoint a successor and deny voters a chance to consider from an array of candidates, including in the primary in June.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.